When dealing with difficult situations, we generally mean difficult people. I'm sure if you think of the last difficult situation you had to deal with, it involved dealing with a difficult person. It's often not the person who's being difficult. In fact, in another situation, they can be perfectly nice. However, it's their behaviour we find difficult to deal with. I can think of difficult situations I've had to deal with during my career where a person's behaviour has seemed unreasonable and made me feel uncomfortable. But on another occasion, in another setting, usually away from work, they're perfectly friendly and pleasant to be around. It's really important, therefore, to understand why they're behaving that way. For example, if somebody is persistently late, is it because they're lazy, bad timekeepers, or could they have childcare issues, or maybe they have a medical condition to deal with? Knowing this beforehand will change your approach to the issue. Stephen Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, got it right when he said, "Seek first to understand." Therefore, it's important to actively listen to what the person has to say. In Mr. Covey's book, he gives an example of a man on the subway letting his children run amok on the train carriage. Mr. Covey was particularly annoyed at this, so in an angry voice asked the man to keep his kids under control. The man replied, "I'm so sorry, it's just that we've just come from the hospital where their mother's just died, and I really don't know what to do." Armed with this knowledge, Mr. Covey's whole attitude changed, and he was kicking himself for being so insensitive in the first place. Therefore, you need to understand the situation, which may mean asking some more questions before you say what you need to say to the person,